I would have been too. Oh, man. I remember driving through, I forget where I was, downtown Flint or something, but they, it didn't break, but I had that 5/8 wave on one of the vehicles I had going in one of them parking garages, and every, you know, every beam across there, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah, I told her, see, you pull up on it, and then if there's spring-loaded in the bottom, you pull up on it, and there's like a hinge mechanism, you fold it over. Yeah, I used to, every time we went over to, the hospital over in Grand Rapids for Nicholas, you know, I'd go in that thing and go up a couple levels and it'd be doing the same thing. And but this don't do that. That antenna is pretty rigid because there's like three traps in it, and it's a diamond clone is what it is. The diamond one, the Japanese diamond one, or wherever they make those, that's a $150 antenna. We were getting these for $25. I just got to check and make sure it's tunable or in tune or whatever, and then I just used a three magnet base for it, because we had one antenna blow right off a vehicle flying down I-75 this summer, KB-80E.